The groundhog said we were going to have an early spring. Next week, we spring forward on the clocks, so spring into new car mode. Buy or lease, new or certified, used, Rorick Honda has it.
The best part, you don't even need to spring off your couch or your favorite chair to shop. Search our inventory online at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or as always, visit us at Rorick.com. Now we start this week's You Jag Off podcast, the final fireplace non-frivolous frolic here.
Look at
about
you.
That? I raged
what?
That.
You adjective person.
Sponsored by J&D Waterproofing here at Jay and Ethan's house.
In Robinson.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jag off is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jag off. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jag off!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jag off!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jag off?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
This is Gavin Wild Bill.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle.
Hi, this is Rocky Blair.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Santonio Holmes.
And this is the You Jag Off Podcast.
All right, McKees Rocks Heights.
So, yes, we are in McKees Rocks Heights, as Jay would tell us. And, Jay, I don't know if you want to stand, sit.
He's
you
in can the grab standing mood, he said.
All right, you take this then. Before we start the podcast, we always talk about, first of all, we remind everybody to find us on radio.com every Monday. KDKA Radio website, the podcast goes up there every, and then it goes up on Tuesday around 7 o'clock on yajagoff.com. So make sure you listen to the podcast, but even so, make sure you subscribe to it, right?
Absolutely.
So we could tell our parents that we do something for a living.
Well, yeah, or convince
right.
them of what we do.
Right.
Because we feel like that's all we ever do. What was on the blog this week? Do you remember?
So the blog was, you talked about Ash Wednesday, right? Ash and
so
Dash.
So it's one of those things that women can't say bitch. Well, women can say bitch, but other people can't say bitch. Catholics can talk about Ash Wednesday, but other people can't. Because
right.
we all know Catholics make mistakes, but we only own up to it whenever it's us, right? So Heather Abraham actually talked about, it's this new cliche called Ash and Dash, where people are getting up and before work they were going to get their ashes and becoming the good Catholics that we are for 40 days. So, you know, we all kind of talk about Lent.
It all looks like someone just put like a Marlboro cigarette out on their forehead.
It is kind of funny though. So I wrote a blog post about that.
Yeah, and we talked about the walking and texting jagoffs. It was a big deal that there are more pedestrian accidents because people are texting and
I
walking.
Do it.
And
sure.
we had like the Zapruder film version of the guy crossing in front of us at the Marriott Hotel.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Very blurry picture.
We drive like a lot, so we get
the
a
hidden
lot of those.
Sasquatch picture of the guy texting in front of us.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. And then we talk about John had my dog Tanner guest blog because if you're at my house, all you hear is my dog going crazy. And the Ross Township commissioners are thinking about doing away with deer. We're not getting into that. We are not going to debate it. We don't care about hunting. This is a fun podcast. But my dog is upset if the deer go away because he has nothing to complain about.
It's his Comcast. It's his Netflix.
Is.
He
yeah.
goes to the window and runs around
and that's his thing.
Watching. So if you take away the deer, he will have nothing to do. He'll get fat.
Well,
it's like his Peloton bike.
It is. It's
yes.
his thing. So next up, though, we have to talk about we are going to be at Ace's Axe Throwing next Saturday at 2 o'clock. And then we are doing the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Right. So,
because
and
this
Ace,
is the end
you can of all
our
come
to,
you
fireplace.
Can all come to the Aces Axe Throwing next week and throw axes with us. And we have Josh Yoey coming with us to talk about his book with Phil Bork.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of
And then at
things.
The St. Patrick's Day parade, we have our annual visit with Ace.
Right. And Rachel's on initials with Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive.
Ace. Hashtag. Right.
So, but today we are on in the home of Jay and Ethan. Jay, so we're sponsored by Rorick Honda, but we're sort of invading the space with Rorick Mazda's
we really are.
Number one salesperson, right?
Yeah. Listen, you are big time. The more we talk about you.
He should feel pretty good because I'm like looking at this microphone and I see Rorick Honda and I'm like, what is this right now?
Like, spin it around
just
for
like,
pictures.
Y'all up in my territory? So it's just like, this is Mazda up here. Okay?
This is perfect. Then you need to tell Mazda that they should be sponsors too. Boom.
Exactly.
Well,
honestly.
Except we.
It's fine. I'm gonna go Monday and email everyone I can think of, like all the way up to Spencer, and just be like, look, you need to get on this now.
Well, they do sponsor our Monday morning Pittsburgh 6 minute
with
picks.
You.
With you,
I know.
As you
I'm
know.
Excited. So maybe so, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Most likely, and you could. I'll set it up, and you can kind of ad lib. This is how this went. Hi, we're John and Rachel. We're gonna be there on Monday. And Jay was like, okay. And then we showed up, and we were like, hi. Blah, 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 blah. blah, blah, blah. We're John and Rachel. And he jumped right in and he made it all work.
But the thing, you guys didn't even like tell me. Like, you were coming, like, I didn't fix my hair or anything. So no. I'm just like, oh crap. Like, we these people, up. Like, I'm going to be on their podcast and like their Facebook videos. And I'm just like, you know, here I am just looking like straight up garbage.
Not
and
true
just,
at all. No. And no. We can ad lib that every time we're in Mazda, a client goes to him. It's crazy. You're just like, you...
It's probably because only on Mondays I know to expect you guys to like fix my hair and try to wear like a decent tie.
Now you know.
In that way, at least it makes it look like I care about myself. Yeah. And then Tuesday through Sunday, it's just
not so great.
I think the biggest thing you're learning is that when we say 10 o'clock that we're going to be there around 11:30.
Yeah. Right? Blair, you know that. 10 o'clock is like 11:30.
That is very true. I just expect them about 12 o'clock.
Right.
So
we try.
We are in Robinson Township, which you refuse to admit. It's McKee's.
You know,
Rocks,
it
right?
is. It is Robinson Township. At least coming to the area as a kid, I really call this Robinson. Our mailing address is McKee's Rocks, and sometimes you know it gives you a little street cred.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, like I'll roll with
up?
It. Like
you
that's
look
where
tough
I live.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like I'm total tough right
You're
now.
You're like
so
I'm Jay like, from McKee's Rocks.
Exactly. So like, what up?
What up?
But no, I am thrilled to have everybody here. So it's kind of a wonderful spread, and I'm happy to see some faces that I like and sort of be a part of it and welcome you guys to our home. It's like,
so cute.
It's beautiful.
It's,
we still have those moments that we're like, oh my God, like this is our house. We went through this whole process of, you know, Ethan's home in Lawrenceville kind of came as part of our relationship for about 6 years now. And Lawrenceville is such a beautiful area though. So I'm still slightly bitter when I'm like, oh my God, I live in Robinson now. Because Lawrenceville just had so much to offer, but, you know, it was time commuting-wise. We just needed, like, a happy medium point. And unfortunately, as much as I love my mom, I realized as we were who's here, by the way? As we were doing real estate, like, kind of going with our realtor looking at houses, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm turning into her. Because we could walk into a home and see it would be 98% of everything that I wanted, but all I would do is go home and bitch about the 2% that it wasn't what I wanted. So finally, Ethan was just like, okay, we need to build. So we looked and looked, and that's exactly how we ended up right here. This house is barely 7 months old. So that's why we're really happy to kind of have everyone here. We put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. So
it's beautiful. And people should look at – if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you go look at the pictures on the website, yajagoff.com. But you know the Robinson rule is basically – most of the people in Robinson typically grew up in McKee's Rocks. So
they just kind of
when
move
you
up.
Grew up in McKee's Rocks, if you get 2 nickels to rub together, you move to Kennedy. If you get 3 nickels to rub together, you move to Robinson. 6 nickels, you move to Moon. So I mean, okay. So
woo, we
you're
know
right
where you
there.
Are.
So you missed it. You leaped over the McKee's Rocks thing, but you kind of own it.
We leaped over it a little bit. Obviously, I do sales for Mazda, which is like should totally be a sponsor of this podcast. Yeah. If anybody is listening, like dig in your pockets is what I'm saying, guys. Okay. But yeah, so I've done that pretty much my entire life. I finally gave up 2 auto detailing businesses that I started and moved to Pittsburgh about 6 years ago. Ethan has always done aerospace engineering.
Yeah,
so
talk
I know
a little bit about that.
It's crazy. You know, sometimes he talks in riddles, which really bothers me because when he's talking with like the suppliers that basically build all the components for the airplanes, if there is sort of something awry or anything, he has to deal directly with the company. But I guess I say the riddle part because what's kind of funny, it's like, okay, if the company that was at fault said like, oh, okay, we're at fault because the answer is blue, you know, that's not acceptable. You have to say why it's blue, how did it become blue, and then every little thing that you're going to do going forward to make sure that it's never blue again. So sometimes he takes that home and I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, it's just like, I just want a normal conversation, okay? But no, he works a lot, and you know I do as well, which is why we kind of have like our little home office. But you know it works. Kind of like we leave the house almost like the exact same times in the mornings. Unfortunately, I get home a little bit later, but we both bring work home, and that's something that we kind of just accepted over the 6 years or so. That it's just like, you know, we're young, let's just put in the work now and get it done with. And then by the time we're Rachel and John's age, we'll be ready to retire.
Wow.
You know what made her the most angry is you put her in the same age as me.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay, Jay.
She's
we
not
were tight
at
for
all.
A minute.
She's not vain at all. So we have a question of the day, but first of all, we have to go through our guests today are Robinson Township native Selena Pompieti from KDK and the Pens in-game announcer, right? Yeah. She's here. And we have Mac, who you don't have any idea who Mac is, but you have to follow him on Instagram, on the paper plate on Instagram. He's putting all these great dishes on a paper plate and taking pictures of it.
Exactly.
How simple does it get?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to check that out. Right? I'm having like a heart attack thinking like, oh my God, paper plate, beautiful photos.
You would, yeah.
Right.
Right. And then we have Rhett Aprana. So that's pretty exciting.
So Rhett Aprana comes to us through a hockey connection, which is all good when it points to hockey. Yeah. So that's who's on the podcast. But you want to give a shout out to Lawrenceville Underwear.
Hold on.
Yeah,
and
exactly. So like, there is a ton of people. So we're just like, okay.
Yeah, go through the room.
Exactly. I found out like, oh my gosh, like we're having these people like up in our house. So I'm just like, okay, I gotta get the best of the best here. Mm-hmm. So I have to give a shout out to Nikki, I believe, and it's so horrible. Like, I think it's Nikki, what is your company?
Events by Natasha.
Events by Natasha. And if you guys are ever in a need of, like, when I tell you, like, affordable, complete over the top, like, party, you gotta check her out because she has done so much for us. And like the spread that you see back there, I know you guys listening can't really see it, but you're gonna have to check out some of these photos.
Let me just say pierogies wrapped in brown sugar bacon.
Okay, how Pittsburgh can you get that? Burnt almond tort shooters. Like, can you really get more Pittsburgh than that?
Wonder how many Weight Watcher points those are. You know,
It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. It's zero.
It's July number of points.
And then one of our absolute best friends, complete owner of an amazing underwear store. And I'm telling you, like, when I say, like, you need to go check that out, all the gentlemen in this room, I don't care what the hell you're wearing, but you need to go there.
Or the ladies who have to buy for their husbands and sons and boyfriends.
Exactly. It's just, like, send them there if you really want to spice it up, I guess.
Yeah.
But Tom is absolutely wonderful. And if you haven't looked up Trim in Pittsburgh, you really need to go. It's like right at
the border.
I
probably wouldn't Google that on your work computer. Don't Google Trim in Pittsburgh on your work computer.
Literally, my best friend already knows, okay, if I pass, the first thing is the browser history is getting deleted, okay? It's just like we've already discussed that, and it's in stone. So it's fine.
Gotcha.
It's fine. Underwear is the least of my worries.
Okay, true. All right, who else? Who else are we looking at? Anyone
your
else?
Mom.
Oh, gosh. Well, yes, my parents are here, and we have some of our awesome neighbors. And this is one thing that I have to say I really love about this community. It's just like we kind of just moved in, and we're like, oh, my God, like everyone is kind of like moved in. We were like one of like the last 9 houses being built, and everyone kind of like already established, and we're just like, crap, like who do we like? Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And no, it's amazing. Like everyone here is so awesome. We have Rich and Sheila that live right next door to us that are phenomenal. And then we have Dane and Rebecca that are amazing.
Everybody needs a Dane and Rebecca in their neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah. They totally do. And especially a basement bathroom.
You need one. Get ready
to
find out where they get them.
My neighbors are jacked up right now, to be honest with you. I could tell you some stories about my neighbors, which we will not tell.
And that's the thing. Everyone in this neighborhood is just, it's so awesome. So it's kind of one of those things, like I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just be like, oh my God, like this is my house. Like I still have those like jitters even 8 months after living here. Like I'll look around and I'll be like, oh my God, I live next to these awesome people. Like I'm in a neighborhood that I've been familiar with since like I got my driver's license. You know, I grew up in Toronto, Ohio, which yes, there is a Toronto, Ohio for everyone like looking at me. It's fine. It's really a McDonald's and a Rite Aid. You're
fine.
Not missing much. But it's just like for me to go like shopping or do anything, it was just a straight shot down 22 and I'd always be in Robinson. So it's kind of like weird. I almost have like those moments where I'm like, this is like where I spent like a lot of kind of like my sort of a adolescent kind of going into adult, like all in Robinson. So it's kind of cool to say that I live here now, but technically McKee's Rocks.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
But you didn't, you just changed it.
Exactly.
You just flipped.
Well, give Jay and Ethan a round of applause for having everybody here.
Oh. But seriously, make sure you're following him, especially on Mazda. And I mean, we're hearing you're selling like 400 cars a year. Crazy.
I would love to say 400, but it's like 450.
I knew that was coming.
Boom!
I knew that was coming.
Boom!
So I would
love to. Yeah.
That's the sad thing. If I didn't have hardwood, I would totally do a mic drop. And just,
I love it. Tell everybody where they follow you, though.
So you can look us up on Facebook at Rorik Mazda, or check out our really awesome new website. We just got a new provider, Rorik Mazda PGH. You got to throw that PGH in there for Pittsburgh. It's kind of like those Bornt Amund Turk shooters, like, yeah, as I just like there had a no mini stroke kind of getting that word out.
Right.
Just, like, what the hell just happened here? But no, we're really proud of ourselves. We're the largest and highest volume Mazda store in the region, and we have a great crew. So if anybody is looking for a Mazda, you know, come check it out. It's really all about the experience with us.
And I love that the Honda's like pointing right at everybody.
But you have a YouTube channel.
I'm trying to hide this shit.
You have a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I do. So it's just OB25. I know it's a weird nickname. My last name is Obertans. It just kind of stuck with my dad and seemed to got like passed down through all the generations. 25. I have no idea. As someone just like slammed the toilet.
That's hysterical. I love it.
I hope we got that on audio. That's so.
So like when I get to talk about my personal self, it just like then the shitter slams.
And then
can we like? Is there a rewind button right now?
I love it. All right, our question of the day.
Question of the day. Okay, today is plan a solo vacation day. Could you go on a solo vacation? And if so, where?
Oh, gosh. So
I know you could.
Here's the terrible thing. So Ethan is the traveler. Ethan absolutely loves traveling. And that's, I think, one thing he really applauds about his job is they send him everywhere, from Korea to Japan to Paris to London. And he's always traveling, and that's the thing. I'm like so weird, and I get these opportunities to go on these trips with him. In fact, him and Marissa, our mutual best friend who's here, is going on a cruise. They're going on a cruise here in just about a week, and I had the option to go on that cruise, and I said no.
I'd rather
I'm
sell like, a car.
That's the thing. I'm like that's a workaholic. Crazy. It's the craziest thing. So solo vacation, I don't think I could do it.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't. A solo work trip maybe, but yeah. Solo vacation, I couldn't.
No, I could. Good. Good. Wow. There you go.
I
there you have
you
it.
Could.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I could not.
I could not.
Three
but
children.
It would definitely have to be Italy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If somebody made me.
Exactly. So if like someone like anybody out here has deep pockets and maybe wants to send me to Italy for two at least, you know, I would totally appreciate that. I love pasta. I love pizza, as it clearly shows underneath my shirt, guys.
Oh,
so
please.
Just like, girl, this is like Girl. Three times too big for me. It's fine.
Coming up, you're going to hear the little bit of Leather and Lace from Red Up Rhonda, and then we're going to talk to Selena Pompeian. Sean from Jandy Waterproofing, you're sitting here. How about this home, Sean? 7 months old.
Yeah, I didn't find no water in here.
I think we stumped you.
There's water in the refrigerator here. That's about it. Where it's supposed to be, yeah. So, Jandy Waterproofing, we're ending up the frivolity of the fireplace tour for this year. Have you guys had a good time, you and Harry Larry?
Oh, this has been great. We love working with you guys. You know, this has been our, I think, third year with the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and obviously we do the porch tour, summer porch tours, too, so we love that. But I must say, this is the best food that I've ever had at one of these events too, and she did a great job.
Unbelievable.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to put that in the show notes so that people can refer.
So 82 years, we're getting into spring. We talked a little bit about last week about what you guys look forward to in spring. This is when people start to recognize that their basement's leaking.
Yes,
things thaw out.
Yep, everything starts to thaw out. So a lot of homes will start noticing water, moisture, some cracking, dampness because of that, the expansion of the water inside the cells of the block. So there's a lot of issue. Plus roof leaks and things of that nature. Also, we start getting a lot of calls for that and siding and everything.
So you don't sleep now. You just answer the phone 24 hours a day.
That sounds pretty correct right
there. That's a good problem to have, right?
Absolutely.
That's a great problem going into summers.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we get a lot of, with our 81 years in business, being a family-owned business and that, and we do the tri-state area, you know, we do Toronto, Ohio, up by Steubenville and that area. So, you know, we love doing a lot of the homes and helping people out with it, so.
And so other than homes, do you also do businesses?
Yes, we do. We do corporations. We do businesses. So we've done a lot of
that's something we never
also.
Talked about.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Commercial properties is something that we actually have quite a few of those actually going on. We're going to be doing a church here in the next week. So we do churches. We do a lot of things.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, Sean, we can't tell you thank you enough for sponsoring the fireplace tour. You guys are always fun when you show up. You know how to have a good time. And you know how to eat the food first so that we know what to eat and not. Like, I take your notes. I watch what you're doing. If your face grimaces, I don't eat it.
Which has never happened.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we love having Wahlburgers here as a sponsor. Yeah. Their food is excellent and everything.
But we might have to bring this new caterer on, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, Natasha, we need her on. Absolutely.
Right, every day.
You seem to declare our food as well as our houses. So we bombed on this one because you can't find water. But you like the food, so it kind of...
Oh, the food is excellent right there.
Negates.
I think it's excellent, and I'll tell you what, the hospitality here has been great, and, we got some great guests on all year, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
And as always, follow you at jndwaterproofing.com.
jdwaterproofing.com, yes.
Yeah, and listen, we've heard nothing but good things as far as your customer service, as we've talked about every show, and your decks. Putting on decks and side porches and stuff is something else that you guys are able to do.
Absolutely. Siding, decks, room additions, kitchens, and bath remodels.
Windows, as you might say in Pittsburgh. Windows.
We're like a one-stop shop.
No doubt about it. And none of it's subcontracted out. All of it, your guys.
That is correct. Our guys do it. We're proud of that.
All right, Sean, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you introduce our next guest, right? Our next guest is this young lady right here. Feel free to give her a nice talk-up.
Miss Pompiani, she is one of the best. I followed her when she was in Steubenville, Ohio at W. Yes, she was. She was in Steubenville. Yep. She's a Penguin.
Yeah.
I mean,
Stanley Cup ring holder.
Oh, she got a Stanley Cup, too.
Yeah.
She does. Oh, she drinks out of it.
This is exciting. All of our guests, the band is excellent.
How about that?
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is excellent. I wish I could sing. I do want to hear Rachel and John sing, though, one time.
Oh,
I want to hear
we'll
you guys
it.
Sing.
Well,
that.
If
do
you
that.
Sponsor that, we'll do it. But other than that, nobody's hearing me sing. I cannot. So let's hear it for Selena. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks,
let's
Sean.
Hear it for Selena Pompiani.
Selena! Woo woo!
Can I get a woo woo?
Watch.
All right, cool.
Do you need me to move over?
Oh, no, that's good. No,
sure?
No. Okay. Just chill.
Okay.
Stay on your. You look so cute. You look like you're in a commercial.
Get real close.
Get real close.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
You look like you're in a commercial.
Hello.
With your perfect pants and on
look
your.
Look at me.
Look
at
this
me,
couch.
Rachel. I have no makeup on. This is when I have time on the weekends to just not put makeup on, not do my hair. That's what I do.
Listen. Same. I came
it's
out
amazing.
To the car today and I said, my hair is so wild and I don't care.
I just don't care.
It doesn't, but
yes,
I don't
it
care. It's all here. Everybody's used to it. So it is.
That's why you have to be a guy and wear a ball cap. But women, look, you have a tonsil cap on.
Right?
Women wear ball caps.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I have not washed it. So that is why I have the hat.
There
on.
You go. There you go. So obviously we've tried to have you on for the last, oh my God. You're just the busiest. Seriously. I love it. And what people need to know about you is you are as sweet in person as you are on TV. Because that's what we hear
you.
That all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love that we walked in and you're kind of touring the house.
I was. Oh,
right?
This house is fabulous.
Yeah.
And I live so close.
Yeah.
But it's a new area. It's a gorgeous plan. And I was. I was all over the master closet, which is huge and amazing. So
it gives you ideas for your own house,
it
right?
Does.
That's
oh,
what I
absolutely.
Thinking.
Yeah. But I mean, they have been so welcoming here. Everything has
Nobody
been perfect.
Wants
I'm
to
very
leave.
Impressed. I don't want to leave. I hope we're here all night.
I know.
Jay and Ethan, we're sleeping over.
They know. They're
we're
fine
sleeping
with it.
Over.
They're fine with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is great. But I'm so happy it worked out that I could finally
Listen,
be on your podcast.
Finally, because I was jealous. You know, the time when John was recording in the studio where you were recording
right.
with your sister,
yep.
I wasn't a part of it yet. So I felt like I was gypped from the Pompeian
And then
experience.
We had you on the party peddler from the Yinzer 5K,
that's
right?
Right. Oh,
right?
I love that. Yeah. The Yinzer 5K. Yeah, we were on the party peddler right. doing the podcast. That
we
was
cheated.
Fun.
Nobody knew, but we peddled out about 20, maybe 100 feet and then stopped and hung out where everybody ran. And then we peddled back.
Well, see, I wouldn't have let that happen.
That was cool, though. But that's been a few years.
It has
that was
been
a couple years ago.
BR, as we say, before Rachel.
I don't say it. He does. But, Selena, you know, before we got microphones in our hands, I said, is there anything that's off limits? And you're so real. You said nothing. So
nothing.
I want to know, what are you doing when you are not on TV at charity events? Doing the Pompey anything. Like, what
At
are you enjoying?
Games.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You know what? I love to relax and stay at home and do nothing. Really? I could sit at home. I usually, on weekends, I'll hang out with my boyfriend, Mac.
Yeah.
And we just relax. We make dinner. We'll order takeout. We watch movies. That's all we do. That's
Isn't
all we
that
love
awesome?
To do.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you. I just like to veg out. And
that cannot happen often.
It doesn't. No. You know, this past weekend, even though it was nice, we didn't have any home Penguins games, but I had a lot of events. We had so many charity events, mm-hmm. even on Thursday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we didn't really get a chance to have downtime. But coming up in the next few weeks, we were chatting last night, my boyfriend and I was like, ooh, we don't have anything to do this weekend or that weekend. And we're like, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Let's do nothing.
So you don't want to make plans or go on vacations. It's more of just kind of stay balanced, yeah. stay home kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and I love going out, too. I love catching up with all of my friends. I have so many great girlfriends, even that I went to grade school here, right, at Holy Trinity down the road.
Oh, yeah, right.
We always keep in touch. There's a group of six of us, and we're still best friends. And I love going out with them. I love trying new restaurants and going out to the movies. But I think if I had to choose over all of that, I would stay home in my PJs.
Well, and PTL has gotten to the point where you're out roaming now. You don't just kind of get to stay
exactly.
in the studio like the prima
yeah.
donnas, Heather and David, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
oh, yes. Mikey and Ron and I, we are on the road.
You're
we are traveling.
Yeah.
Right. You're the point. But now, listen, I don't want to embarrass you, but like your family's kind of like one of the first families in Pittsburgh. You know, like people Aww. Know you guys give you do work hard. Your father works hard. Your whole family just gives back to Pittsburgh a lot. And I know that has to be a tough position to be in.
Yeah.
You know, but the one thing I will tell you that I respect you for is that some people, their fathers or their mothers get them a job mm-hmm. and they sort of drop the ball. Right.
Yep.
And the fact is that I'm not saying your father got you a job. But what I'm saying is you're in the same
helps.
Business and you're following. But the fact is you didn't sit idle. You took the ball and ran with it so that people respect you for who you are versus that you're Bob Pompey and his daughter. Do you believe
so.
That?
I really do, John. Yeah. And I always say, and he has said to me before, too, connections absolutely
oh,
help.
Sure.
And that did play a big role in it. You know, I think when I got hired there by the news director and general manager who are no longer with KDKA, I know that they liked that connection. They thought it was cool to have a father-daughter team working at the same
sure.
news station together. And KDKA has such a deep and rich history.
Right.
I mean, look at Patty and Daddy.
Sure,
That's,
right.
That
yeah.
was always in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be so cool to work with him one day. But I always think, even though, you know, if you have a great connection that can help you get in the door, if you can't do the job, if you can't work hard,
right.
People are going to see that.
No doubt.
It may not last. So yeah. I do think it has definitely helped, but I have a really strong work ethic, and I get that from my dad.
Right.
He's a hard worker, and I like to work hard, too. I have long and crazy hours, really odd hours, but it's really fun, and
well,
I enjoy it.
And I'm sure it helps because you knew it, right? You grew up with it. You knew that that was the lifestyle, so it wasn't
oh, yeah.
any big secret that that's something that you could fall into in the sense that be good at, because it's just human nature.
Yeah.
You know, and I say all the time, not comparing, but my dad being Johnny Angel,
mm-hmm.
I used to go through
yeah.
jobs and not say who I was until the Tribune Review said, I know you're a little young, but you have to go cover this band. And I was like, I can't. It's nepotism.
Yep.
And that was how it came out, because I wanted to prove myself. So you're right. You kind of go into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our own thing that we kind of create.
Yeah.
But yet there's that constant respect because we're so fortunate to be among mm-hmm. the best of the best.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rachel.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, I feel very fortunate. And like you mentioned, you grew up around it.
Right.
And that was just, I knew
it's
this
the norm.
Was the lifestyle.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even when my first job, I worked in Steubenville, Ohio at WTOV9, and I knew going into it, you know, you wouldn't have holidays. You would be working weekends, a lot of nights, early mornings. But, I mean, if you love what you do, it's
you
all
do
worth it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, and John touched on, you know, PTL. We love, you know, we do make it part of our routine because we love all of you, obviously. But that's where we get a lot of our information. And we watch you guys. It's become, you've evolved into this staple that people put into their day. Talk a little bit about what that change has felt like from your perspective.
Well, so I started at KDKA in October of 2017, only doing morning traffic. my first live shot on Pittsburgh Today Live when it was only Heather Abraham. This was June of 2018. And it happened because Jill Neely, the producer, who's amazing, I was talking to her one day and I said, you know what? The Penguins are done right now. We're in the off season. If you ever need any help, if you ever need somebody to do live shots, I'm around. I would love to do it. So then that summer, I started to do live shots for the show, and I absolutely loved it. And we also had a new general manager coming in at the time, Jay Howe, who was great. And he had this vision for Pittsburgh Today Live that he wanted it to just expand and turn into this huge show, and it had so much potential, and I think he saw that right away.
Sure.
So then when he got hired, I think it was that July, he brought all these plans to Jill and to the whole team at KDKA, and a couple months later we launched it with David Highfield. They hired Mikey Hood. Ron Smiley is a big part of the show too.
Sure.
So we just evolved into this team PTL, and PTL is my favorite part about working at KDKA.
I'm sure.
I love it.
And it shows.
I love it so much.
You can
tell. I feel lucky to be part of it.
Oh, like I said, that's the reality to her. You embrace her because you can tell that's something that they love.
Yeah.
Don't you love Jagoff because of Rachel?
No, yeah.
Hello, I've baited you enough.
No question.
Hello, sweetie.
So you've lived here, you've moved away, kind of. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite things to kind of do? We talked about relaxing. When you're out and about, talked about food.
But, I love food. I love to eat.
Yeah.
You're so skinny, and I love that time I every time I turn it on, they're talking about what you've eaten or what you like. And
I eat a lot. I have gained some weight because of that show, I think, because the problem is, on the show, I'll go to these great restaurants and we'll go out to these events and then I'll have a bite on camera. And then after the show ends, I eat the whole thing.
Well, sure.
If I could just not eat it and have the one bite on camera, I'd be set.
Yeah.
But I do. I love to. Pittsburgh has so many great restaurants, so many new restaurants. I love going out and just trying new places.
We always say we need a treadmill sponsor, right? Because we get all this free food.
Yeah.
We just need a treadmill sponsor somewhere along the way, right?
We start our Monday after our Jay conversation at Mazda, and we're like, we should walk. And then we go through the series of reasons why we're not walking. And it starts with John saying that he sweats too much and he has to get a shower, which then cuts into our day.
It does.
Listen, I'm not a sweater. Let's be honest. I am no foo-foo girl, but I am not a sweater. So we can't walk every day. So we need some kind of sponsor to keep us fit.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, you're on to something here.
Right.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we'll just throw it out there.
Favorite thing in Robinson Township. You live here. You breathe here. You grew up here. Favorite kind of spot to hang out in Robinson Township? Not that anybody's going to creep around.
I love Robinson. I would say, which is a pretty new area to Robinson, Settlers Ridge.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And I don't live there anymore. I'm still in Robinson now, but I used to live in the Ridge, the apartments right across the way. And, number one, I love that market district.
Yeah.
Oh, same.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I love the movies. They have a great movie theater in there, the Cinemark theaters. And then they have some really nice little restaurants in there, too.
That's
really
good
spots. It's just a cute area.
We should go more often.
Yeah, we should. All right, so give us some inside scoop on PTL, like who takes the longest to do their hair, who take
David.
That kind of thing.
David.
I think right.
Well, you know what? I need to find out how long it actually takes David to get ready because I've never gotten ready with him.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Heather is really fast.
I knew that.
Well, she has two or three kids.
She always looks amazing. And she will get ready before our morning show, which starts at 4:30.
Yeah.
And she'll come in there and she's so fast. Her hair looks great. She does her makeup. And I'm in there for like 2 hours. Like, why does it take me so long?
Once you have three kids and a husband,
you figure it out.
It just falls into place.
You're like, when you have kids, you just kind of, you smell the sweater, not so bad, I'm going to put it on, right?
Yeah. That's so true. But even Ron, you know, Ron will put his makeup on.
Oh, yeah, he's a primper.
Yeah,
he is a primper.
But everybody's pretty fast. Okay. I, unfortunately, I'm probably the longest.
Yeah, that's
really?
Funny.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny.
Now, this is the task you have to take away, though. Mikey is the only one who has not been on this podcast, so you need to put in a good word. I think she's afraid.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll get her on.
And we need your dad and mom on here, too.
Oh, for sure.
We need
that would be amazing.
Because I want to compare hairstyles.
Selena, we can make this happen.
We love you. We're so happy that you could come on.
Oh, I love you guys.
Yes.
We have one more question. Yes. It's the question of the day. You already heard it. But today is Plan a Solo Vacation Day. Would you go on a solo vacation? And if so, where would you go?
I would.
Okay.
I think I definitely would because I love to travel. If I had to pick anywhere in the world, I would go to Italy.
Seems to be the common,
fully
right?
Italian, of course.
Yeah.
But we went on a family trip. I was maybe 13 or 14, and I do remember a lot, but not everything. I still feel like I was a little bit young.
Yeah, and
to really,
things have changed.
Yeah, so many things have changed. I would love to go there. I can go by myself and eat my way throughout Italy.
Yeah.
I would be set.
So nice. True.
I would be perfect.
So this is awesome that we finally connected with you.
I know.
We need to make sure this happens again. And but yeah, thank you so much for making
thank
time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best.
I feel honored
tell Mikey.
To be your guest.
Oh, please. We're
tell
so good
right.
You're here.
Like, you know, get
I'll
on
get
Mikey.
Her.
Like,
oh,
yeah, put
I'll
some,
get her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to call her.
And that
Mikey
guy,
Hood,
Bob,
we're coming
we
for you.
We got a Pop and Ain't Easy kind of podcast.
All
right.
Right. Yeah. I'll arrange both.
Oh, right.
I love it.
More
she's
from Red Up Rhonda. And then we're going to talk to Mac, who has a very special surprise.
I love it.
We have
these
arranged.
These are not points.
We
there
have arranged
points.
For Rachel
you?
To have Brussels sprouts
you
from our next
dude,
guest.
Awesome.
Mac, have a seat.
So we love Brussels sprouts, and we started this thing where any restaurant we go to, like getting lunch or whatever, we'll order Brussels sprouts, and we decided that we're going to do a Brussels sprout tour. But like nobody likes them like we do. Well, then you'll come with us, but...
Oh.
This is a total surprise that Brussels sprouts are on the paper plates. Thank you so much.
So our next guest.
Do you love Brussels sprouts?
I love Brussels sprouts.
Well
then you'll
in
have
there.
To come on our tour and you could try. Here, try one.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So
this
our
is Mac, the paper plate guy, brought them.
The paper plate guy?
Who you don't like his form of presentation, but sorry.
No, that's right. Mac,
are they so good?
Welcome to the podcast.
Selena, hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it, and thanks for the Rachel surprise. This is our thing. We'll explain it right now. First of all, tell everybody what your Instagram page is so they could start looking it up while they're listening to the podcast.
My Instagram is on a paper plate.
Unbelievable. On, underline, a, that's underline, that. Paper, underline, plate.
All right. Great yep. talking to
is,
you. Thanks
is,
for the Brussels sprouts.
So listen, we are planning a Brussels sprout tour of Pittsburgh because we like Brussels sprouts and we're trying to find the best Brussels sprouts. So far, the Foundry is in the... is in the lead over there on the north side.
Yeah.
But these are fantastic, and I couldn't wait to see Rachel's face when you
John,
showed up.
John, this was
with
awesome. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my God, Mac, you won me over, brother.
Oh, thanks for that.
Unfortunately, I'm married with three kids, but... No.
So,
oh, my God.
So let's lead into this. What made you start this silly little Instagram page that's blowing up about putting food on a paper plate?
It started off with me getting a camera for my day job. I'm a barber. So I need to take pictures of my clients. And then I started like, well, I'm not very good at this. I have this expensive camera I'm not really using, so let's do something that I know how to do. I used to be a chef and retired about 2 years ago from that. So I started taking pictures of food on a plate and using the same kind of setup I would use when I take pictures of my client's hair and just kind of built up from that.
And I don't even know when it was that just suddenly you popped up in our feed, but I'm like, this is amazing. I'm kind of watching it to see if it's going to be a flash in the pan, but every day, is it multiple times a day? What are you even doing?
I try to get it out once. It's once a day. Sometimes I do multiples. It's just, it's a time-consuming process.
Oh, I can't even imagine. So do you make all the food that goes on the paper plate?
Yeah, I make most of it just scratch, semi-homemade. It's... whatever takes a good picture. Sometimes it's about the food. Sometimes it's about the plate. Sometimes it's about the picture. It's just whatever comes into my mind at the time and what I see at the grocery store.
So is it one of those things where you saw that people sort of, like, we worry about entertaining, right? And so presentation anymore is just as important in home dining as it is in a restaurant. And so I think people like Jay was joking that, you know, you put out your good china. Like, John and I hosted our company Christmas party, and I said, I can finally use my Lennox, right? Because, children. So we use paper plates like it's our job. Is that sort of what gave you the idea, or what made you think, like, we're going to use these?
A paper plate was really, it's about trying to, sometimes my food's fancy, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's about kind
functionality,
of the politics
right?
and sociological impact of, like, what you're putting on your plate. Does it matter if it's a fine dining cuisine on a paper plate? Does that take away from it? And a paper plate is the perfect blank canvas. Everything's going to be the same each time. And you can just, this nice, white, crisp plate, and it just demonstrates whatever work you have.
I love it. And what kind? Talk about some of the feedback that you're getting. Like John said, people are following you more and more. I remember about a month ago, he was like, how about there's this guy, talks about this paper plate. I was like, oh, that's clever. Talk about the feedback that you've gotten in the last month or so.
I've been getting so many follows, so many messages from people, people being really supportive online, the comments and everything. It's great. People are really encouraging that they like it. I mean, I'm starting to get more like European chefs starting to follow me too, which is like unbelievable to me, because when I was a chef, I really didn't have like this great following. And I mean, I didn't work at anywhere stupendous, but I still did. I put my 13 years in doing this.
Yeah, where did you work?
I've worked at plenty of places. The Cucina Dolce. I worked in a bunch of Turn and Burns, like the Boulevard, Damon's for a brief time, the Supper Club out in Greensburg, Rizzo's.
Wow. Oh, wow. Damon's. Boy, so that's a throwback.
So is your – yeah, really, huh? Now, Instagram, is that your – maybe your lead into getting back into chefing? Or no, the barber thing is working real well?
The barber thing is like my – I quit that chef life when I had a family, had a kid and wife. And it's not something you lose. Once you're a chef, you're always a chef.
True.
But – I'd much rather prefer cutting hair. It's a lot easier. Right? It's a lot easier on the knees.
Oh, I get it. Well, it's just amazing that, again, that just out of nowhere this pops up in the feed, and you're a Pittsburgher, which even better. We need to make sure we help you get more exposure. So when you've put things on a paper plate, what's gotten the most feedback at this point?
That's a good question, John.
Right. Thanks, now, Rachel.
It's probably the Italian sausage and burrata poutine I did with the tomato gravy over top. And that's probably my most liked photo currently. But then my oven-roasted chicken, the platter, with all my roasted root vegetables, including roasted radishes, which are phenomenal if you ever had them. Never had them.
Never.
Because they're a little bit sweeter. Okay. You're using like a normal radish, and you just roast it off with some salt and pepper, olive oil, and it loses its bite. It's a, it's a real good
dish. Listen, your Brussels sprouts are really good. Do you want to give that secret? What is it? Syrup? Maple syrup?
Those Brussels sprouts are sous vide Brussels sprouts, and I sous vide them with thick cut bacon. Then I took them out, patted them dry, cut off the ends, and flash fried them in the air fryer just to give them more crisp.
Get out, yeah.
Then I took a spiced brown sugar mix and stamped them into that, and then right into a saute pan so I could caramelize them.
Hurried up.
People are diving for the plate as you're talking.
He saw me eating them. He's like, I better grab one. That's like my house. My kids do that stuff, like. Yeah. Survival of the fittest.
That's yeah. Oh my God. Well, that has to be on our Brussels sprout tour right there. We go to Mac's house.
Yeah, Mac.
Yep.
Yeah. You're next, brother.
Hey, you're welcome.
Do you have a favorite paper plate company?
Well, Chinette. If I could find more of their stuff, I mean, it's hard to find out in my area. Basically, I have the rounds and the ovals, but I'm looking for those squares and everything else.
All right. All right.
Now, you talked. I know the dog just got on the paper. That's so funny. Hi, dog. You talked about, you know, the canvas of a white plate, right? And that's with anything, with artistry, right? You have, you know, fresh white background kind of thing. Anything really looks great. Are you still focused, though, on how you are presenting the rest of it, like with any kind of garnish or anything like that? Or is the food telling its own story?
Well, the food, and then sometimes I'll put a write-up or something underneath. Sometimes it's really personal things.
Sometimes
it's just like day-to-day life. I try to tie the food in with the story somewhat. It's some kind of experience I had in my past life as a chef, or the people I surround myself with, because most of the people I surround myself with, we're always talking food.
That's a staple,
it's
right?
It's just something like that we all enjoy, we bond over, and any of my clients will sit in my chair, he's like, what are you eating? That's like kind of the question, what are you eating?
And I'm sure when you go to the barber shop, everybody wants to know what did Mac to bring, because they want to sort of swap out brown bags with you, I would have to think.
Well, yeah, usually. I work with a bunch of ladies in a salon right now, currently in Murraysville, but yeah, I get a lot of jealous ladies.
I love it. What's your favorite thing on a paper plate?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Mm.
I like doing pasta on a paper plate, actually, because it photographs well.
Oh, yeah?
It's a nice, simple dish. People love it. Or pizza. I've done a lot of pizza on a paper plate.
Yeah. Who has?
That's a kind of standard for a paper plate.
What's your favorite thing on a paper plate?
Oh, Jesus. It would have to be pizza, because pizza is my favorite food.
Yeah.
And I would just put it on anything. I would eat it off my hand. You know, I mean, really. No, that's amazing. So, you know, I love it. So we need to get you a paper plate sponsor. We need to get you on PTL, right?
Yeah.
Right?
John just created more work for us. You know what our week is like, right? He's like, he made you Brussels sprouts.
Amazing. This is amazing. Mac, and you came all the way. Listen, you broke all the Pittsburgh rules.
Yeah.
You came all the way from Trafford. How many bridges did you cross there? This at least two.
Yeah, at least two. I'm just trying to think of all the bridges from there to there.
This is like Europe for you.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mac, you are definitely on our Brussels sprout tour. But yeah. Before we let you go, we want to know where people can follow you. But the question of the day is, today is a plan a solo vacation day. So could you go on a solo vacation? I know you're a family guy. And if so, where would you go?
Good question. I'm probably going to keep it domestic. I'm going to keep it in either New Orleans, or I might go out to Palm Springs and just wander the desert a while.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's
John
awesome.
And I were in New Orleans last year for one of our clients and didn't love it.
Really?
We
yeah.
Did great. Well, we
I
were
had
the
been there years ago before a cruise, and I loved the atmosphere. And I didn't love it now. Not like I did before, but hopefully you have a better experience.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
Mac,
way to.
Remind everybody of your Instagram page.
On a paper plate, on_a_paper_plate.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it. And now you're going to hear a little bit more of Red Up Rhonda, and then they're going to actually speak
to
us.
They're going to talk
to us. While they eat our Brussels sprouts.
No, there's only four left.
Red Up Rhonda is here in the house. They're going to be here for Red Up Rhonda.
Yay!
Woo! You're supposed to double clap.
Right, right.
Somebody clap, please.
Everything on this podcast points to hockey, usually, with either Rachel or I. We're so involved. And this definitely points to hockey because Rob Albertini, who I play with in the Over 40 League, who actually knows how to play, I know how to drink beer, but he recommended you guys say, hey, how does he say it in this? My brother had whatever he says in that Boston accent. He goes, has a band and he wants to come on the podcast. You should have him on the podcast. We're like, yes. So that was about 21 months ago. And we finally got to have you guys on the podcast. So, Ange, Ed, and Jesse, thanks for coming on the Jagoff podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's beauty, eh?
So it is a staple that we have a band because we just love seeing the fact that I come from a musical family and it's important that we see how Pittsburgh has maintained itself while everybody's talking about, L.A. and New York and all these other little, Detroit, these places that had these musicians. We're staying, kind of real to the sound, too. Talk a little bit about what the Pittsburgh music scene is like now and maybe how it's a little different than it was when you first started. Whoever wants to go.
It's definitely different when I first started. I'm going to say the one thing I miss the 31st Street Pub.
Okay.
I missed that place.
The place to perform kind of thing?
Yes,
okay.
I missed that. It was one of my favorite places to perform. One of my favorite places to go. It was, I miss it.
Okay.
So shout out to the memory of the 31st Street Pub.
But what about from a sound perspective, right? I think for a while, you could throw out some Pittsburgh greats who have been birthed here, right?
Yes.
And everybody holds on to Donnie Iris, right?
Yep.
But ultimately, we're responsible a lot of doo-wop and things like that. But when you think of Pittsburgh now, it's not what you're thinking of. Like, talk a little bit about what your sound is even like.
Yeah, I was about to say, the music scene has exploded in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And like, when I was younger, like you said, you had a few greats that came from Pittsburgh, and that was it. Like everyone kind of had their thing,
and we held on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we held on.
They left, and we brought them back, and we held on, like you said. And but now it just seems like there's so many great bands in the city right now, and it's a ridiculous amount of how much talent the city has grown to have. It's the one downfall of it is the fact that it's hard to really get a gig anywhere because it seems to me it's a little overcrowded.
That's a good
and then
point.
Plus there's so many original bands and everyone
still going at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a good thing and a bad thing. I hope that the city can at least grow to it, and help out everyone and become almost like a music city.
Yeah.
As opposed to Nashville's a music city.
Yes.
That'd be great if we could see Pittsburgh become that as well, but I think it needs a little bit more work on that.
I think that's a great point. And we, John and I are lucky enough to work a lot with like the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, the Cultural Trust, and often they're geared towards so many cultural, trying to find that different cultural sound, right? That sometimes you're right, these bands who exist are sort of losing that break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cultural thing. I mean, you know, we're rock, you know, your basic rock and roll. We're if we were food, we'd be a Permani sandwich and the side of
pierogies. Uh-huh. You know, that's a good point. You know? Yeah. Now, Jesse, we're going to hear you speak, and we're going to say, how did you guys all get together? Tell us that story, because it looks like you guys have been together for quite a long time to watch the videos.
Okay, can I just say one thing about the Pittsburgh music scene?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, get real close.
Okay, so...
Get real close.
Yep. Yep. I'm not from Pittsburgh.
Right.
Okay, and...
yeah, it's kind of obvious with that accent.
About 4 or 5 years. As far as the Pittsburgh music scene, a lot of great people. We're friends with several really good bands. And we've either played with them or we're friends with them. As far as the scene goes, there's a lot of music. One of the problems, and it's not really, you know, to say anything bad about it, but one of the problems in the music scene is there's probably right now about 2,500 bands in Pittsburgh, and there's less than 50 music venues, okay? So what happens is the bands get hooked up with these I'm not going to cut anybody up, but with so-called promoters, and there's a big market for pay for play. And if you don't know what pay for play is, very briefly, you get hooked up for with a band. They go fishing on Facebook, they find you, promoter says, hey, I got a gig for you, you want to play with this, you sell 50 tickets, 25 goes to us, you keep the other money. But in reality, what you're doing is paying to play. So, it hurts musicians. So it makes it really hard for bands like us to get gigs, being the fact that we're all original. We don't do covers. We're not a blues band. We're not a cover band. Angie and I are the primary songwriters. Ed's also a songwriter, too. But for this band, Angie and I are basically the songwriters. So it's a tough scene, but we're getting there in a little bit. But it's not only us. There's a lot of bands that are struggling.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We hear it a lot from, you know, different bands. So how do
has
we get
social
together?
Media helped you, though?
It has. I don't do social media. Angie handles all that. Ed does too. I'm in the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Okay.
With the glasses.
I see that, yeah.
More like the Federal Witness Protection Program.
But they handle all that. So I do. My brother helps as far as with the band. He's made t-shirts for us. He's done this. He's done that. You know. So we're getting there.
You're getting there.
Social media does help. I'm old school. So most of my methods are word of mouth. You know, it's always been that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the old. Flyers, word of mouth, go see that band, the drummer's great, the guitar player, that's how, so I'm not really, up to everything that's modern with social media and stuff, but, we get along with
it. But you know what you like, right? You know what you hear.
Oh, yeah.
These guys
are great for,
What sounds good.
They help out a lot with that.
One good thing about social media is that you can tell people, hey, we have a YouTube page, or check out our Facebook page. The people that can't make it out can at least hear us
right. And
like us, and then hopefully make it out to a show, along those lines. But again, though, it kind of feels like the same with every other band. Oh, it's another Facebook page. It's another YouTube page. It's another, yes, it has helped immensely, especially, if you can't get a show or whatnot, at least people can hear your music and get the word out. But it's a sea of them out there.
Well, it's double-edged sword, too. So, why go out when you can watch them on YouTube?
Right. You're exactly right. Yeah.
That's true.
But there's still the need to get out and kind of experience.
Oh, yeah. Angie works really hard at, the social media part of it and stuff. And Ed, with some of the contacts, tries to, put things together. But it's just, we run into
grind.
Things where, like people will promise things, but then they just don't, connect and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's been hard. So
I'm so glad we brought Wahlburgers because I feel the Boston connection. Do you hear it?
Boston.
We were just with Paul, so we recognize that way too much. Tell us why it's called Red Up Rhonda.
I just came up with it one day. I said, I would love a Pittsburgh-based name. to at least, you know, and like, and everyone goes, supposedly red up is the least used phrase in Pittsburghese anymore.
Really?
That's what I was, told, but I think I heard it somewhere, read it somewhere, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought
what,
it was.
That's what I was thinking, because we have a lot of people coming in from outside of Pittsburgh, you know, coming in and they're like, what's red up mean? Or, you know, and then, or people just not passing along to kids or whatnot.
Sure.
So,
maybe it's a good thing. We're becoming a little more articulate. Exactly.
A little bit. But you got to keep traditions, though.
Yeah.
But,
Yin's got to keep traditions.
Right.
Yin's.
But Jesse, listen.
Well, this is Pittsburgh.
Jesse's hip, though, because that SmartPak thing on Super Bowl, Jesse has it down pat, right? SmartPak.
Well, Yin's got to use the SmartPak, then.
We used to say red up Rondo. You know, he's red, she's up. And I'm Rhonda.
Oh, okay.
And then he used to say, well, we're working hard to save the gigs because I'm saving up money for a sex change.
So okay.
the song about leather and lace, that don't go there with him.
Right, okay. All right, cool. Very good. All right.
You should have practiced
it
one time.
Now
man,
my mom will be hearing
week.
This and going, oh, my God.
Yeah, right. She's like, how do I pay for it? Yeah. Right, yeah. All right, so Jay and Nikki... Look at this. We have a special toast for everybody. You guys are involved in this.
We got some kind of thing here.
Yeah.
There should be some like music played, like Emmy Award winning music.
Right. Jay, tell us. Jay, grab Ed's microphone there. Tell us what we're doing here real quick.
So I figured this is the last of the kind of fireplace tours, and we wanted to go out with a bang. So Nikki is serving a raspberry... Oh, my God. Let me try this again. How about a raspberry... Oh, shit.
The J-Cast take three. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the J-Cast part three.
I got to like...
You got the raspberry. You're doing great. Right,
third time is a charm.
The guy from Boston's heckling you right now.
So I'm just I should have not have drank all those White Claws. But it is a raspberry royale. So it is a fresh raspberry, a splash of Chambord, and some champagne for y'all.
Oh,
so we
God,
are so happy to have you all here with us. We had a great time. So cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Jay, you don't even have one. Jay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, nice. Cheers. Yeah. Oh, nice.
There you go. All right.
I was drinking.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's really good.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. This just seals the deal that I'm living here. No one knows it yet. My kids don't know. They have to get on the bus tomorrow.
Wait till her kids come in after school into your front room, and they have to spray their feet. Oh, my God. You'll be like, no.
Luckily, we have one of those, like, video doorbells. I just won't let them in. It's fine.
There you go. There you go. Oh, my gosh. This was my favorite. This was my favorite podcast.
No doubt about it. So we have to be – we have a question of the day. I don't know if you guys heard. So if you – would you ever go on a vacation by yourself? And if so, where would you go? Ed.
I've gone on vacations by myself quite often.
Yeah? I would not do
it. One time I drove up to Toronto to see Black Sabbath by myself.
Okay.
Slept in the parking garage in my car. It was a great time.
Ange.
I'm not crazy on traveling a whole lot. I do every now and then, but I don't like doing it by myself. But I'm big on staycations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I love being at home, getting stuff done, not being rushed, not being stressed, just relaxing.
Got it. So. Jess.
Are you sure you want to?
I want to hear it.
Okay.
Yep.
Here goes.
Oh, here we go.
All right. I lived in Europe. I've traveled to Europe extensively. Starting in 2000, I did what I call the backpacking tours. For the last 20 years, I've made like approximately 8 trips of 4 months or more each. And I've hit every country in Europe. And I've done it all alone and backpacking. And...
That is crazy. I wish I could do that. I'm going to Switzerland in June. Does that say anything, Jesse? It's for hockey.
So yeah.
There you go.
So
I'm not
all
backpacking.
By soul. No, never traveled with anybody in every country in Europe, with the exception of Russia. That's
there you
the
go. Well, there you
and
go.
I'd go to Russia, but at the last trip when I was out, Ukraine and Russia, the State Department had warnings out. They wouldn't let me go there. They said, if you go, we're not going to be responsible for you, and we won't help you.
Well,
the
Yajegov podcast is welcoming. We'll welcome you, Jesse. Good. All right, so this has been the Yajegov podcast, the final fireplace, non-frivolous, frolic, J&D waterproofing fireplace tour. Thank you very much to Jay and Ethan for having us. Thanks to all of our guests.
And thank you, we said to J&D Waterproofing, to Wahlburgers for the food, but to Jay and Ethan for the food even more so. Thanks to Red Up Rhonda, fantastic band. We have to get out and find out where we're going to see them coming up. Check out the show notes. Selena Pompiani, thank you so much for being so open and candid with us. and to Mac for our paper plate experience and the Brussels sprouts, but especially to our sponsors. The groundhog said that we were going to have an early spring. Next week, we spring forward on the clocks, so spring into a new car model. Buy or lease, new or certified, used. Rorick Honda has it.
I'm going to read this like Jesse. The best pot you don't even need to spring off your couch or favorite chair to shop. Search our inventory online at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Rorick.com.